Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and it's back, and this time it's in 3D. It's Finding Nemo 3D. While Nemo gets separated from everything he knows, his father and Dory, they set out on an adventure of a lifetime to find him and bring him home again.
I gotta find my son Nemo!
How's it going, bub?
You know, I speak whale.
Come back!
It's just as well, he might be hungry.
Don't worry, whales don't eat clownfish, they eat krill.
Swim away!
Oh, look, krill!
Move, Dory!
Now, anyone who knows me knows I'm a huge sucker for great animated movies. I guess it's that kid in me who flat out refuses to grow up. And Nemo, well, it's full of adorable creatures, tons of laughs, has every single color ever invented, and there's suspense and some really touching moments, too. Okay, I'm willing to put myself out there and admit this G-rated movie even got me to tear up a little. Also probably part of that whole kid refusing to grow up thing. Anyway, you get all of that, and now it's in 3D, which makes it all that much better. So, yep, I'm a sucker for this movie. But if you think you've been there, done that, and have seen it, well, you haven't, because you get to see a whole new short movie starring Rex in Partysaurus Rex. Seriously, how can you go wrong with a partying dinosaur? So in a movie night traffic light, Finding Nemo 3D is a green light. Now into a movie that is not in any way remotely appropriate for the kids, it's For a Good Time Call. Well, Lauren and Katie haven't seen each other since college, and they sure didn't like each other back then, but now they need roommates and a way to make money, so they start a phone hotline for some chitty chitty bang bang.
I want to make a third of the profits, and I'm not getting on the phone. It's strictly business.
Ooh, I like a little fire in you.
1-877, mm-hmm.
You've made $12,000 in 3 weeks.
You ladies are living some messed up version of the American dream.
So, how should I put this exactly? Well, this movie is completely ridiculous and absurd. It has no redeeming social message or high moral theme. It does not have the strongest acting or a compelling story. It has no suspenseful drama or climactic conclusion, well, so to speak. So what does all that mean? Yep, there will be people out there who like this thing, but I just couldn't get into it. But I guess, though, if you need a completely brain-free something to do, this one is right up your alley. But there actually is one good thing about this movie. It's less than an hour and a half long. So when you realize you've wasted your money, it'll be over by the time you finished your popcorn and Twizzlers. So on our movie night traffic light, For a Good Time Call is a red light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.